Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is when we have to admit, we have to admit how shallow we are. Or maybe we got broken up for a shallow reason, but we want to talk about shallow breakups. Like if a guy cheats on you, not a shallow breakup.
No.
Like he's a piece of hell, you dump him.
Yeah.
But if he does a weird thing with his R's.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? If he's got a weird, and
I've
just
got one.
There's just a day where all of a sudden you're like, can't do it anymore. Can't, yeah. Weird little R thing. Yeah. You say R is wrong. Like I just,
Right. It wasn't a full breakup. We'd only been on a couple dates, but he was coming over to make dinner and he showed up with like his own cookware. And I was like,
what?
Buddy, I have cookware. You don't have to bring your own.
That's not, Erica. That might not be shallow. That's a weird thing. Like, did he just think you had inferior, you don't have teeth all or something? Like,
I think it was just very, like, here's the bag of every seasoning, every item of food, every spatula, the cast iron skillet, all of it. And I was like,
bro, man, I invited you over.
Yeah, I was like, I'm good.
I relate to that because I don't know how to cook. So I'd be like, I know what my spatula looks like. If she's like, just grab the spatula, I'd be like, which one is that?
I think
like,
he thought,
I don't know enough.
Are you talking?
I would need all my, I would need my kit.
I think like, he thought he was a great cook.
Oh, the opposite. Okay, then yeah.
So he was like, oh my God, I am like
just you wait.
Gordon
it's like,
Ramsay.
Invite me over if you want to use all your stuff.
Right. Or I it's see. Actually more appealing if they come over to your place and they just make themselves at home and use your stuff. And
totally.
Oh, that is more appealing?
I think so. Yeah.
But do you want them rifling through your drawers or do you say
my kitchen drawers
is right
fine.
Here?
Okay.
Yeah, not my bedroom doors. Drawers.
Why, what's in your bedroom drawers?
Look, don't go through
salves, medications.
Ew. I was just saying don't go through my underwear, but okay.
No. Oh, okay. There was one, there's a Reddit thread that talks about this. And I think we're going to help you when you call and tell us the shallow reason you broke up. Because some of these, like yours, I don't think that's shallow.
Oh.
To some people, it might be. This person wrote on the shallow breakup thread, they were like, when he was barefoot, he walked across the floor and his toenails clicked. Like they were so long that they clicked on the floor. And I don't know how to tell you this. Not shallow.
Not shallow.
What? If it makes us sound like dog claws.
Yeah.
When your
so
man is like.
Curled over?
Yes. The toenails were long enough.
At that point, it hurts to cut them. Like they creative nerves.
And they start to get that to that thickness that you need like a thing, like the
right.
dog
you
one.
Was like, yeah.
Like the weird little.
Okay.
It's a problem in the future. Yeah. Yeah, either way.
I broke up with a girl who at a certain point, y'all know the Steve Perry story, right? Where I broke up with a girl because
yes.
Journey was playing in the background and she looked enough like Steve Perry that I was like, I can know, like in the middle of the act, I was like, nope. But this was, she began, it's probably my fault because she was so hot that one time we were in the throes of passion and she did a little bit of like the baby talk.
Oh.
And whatever. And I don't remember, I don't believe she said the D word the first time.
Uh-huh.
Daddy.
Yeah. Right.
But it was like at a certain point, she got it in her head that this was something I desired.
Oh no.
And
baby talk. I mean,
it's enough reason. She could have been perfect. She could have been a bazillionaire. And I just can't sleep with somebody who's like, oh, like just.
Well, and in that instance in particular?
For sure. I mean, it's pre-evident. Like, at this point, now that I've had children, baby talk is just... Because I've watched enough of the kid shows like Wonder Pets where like the one, the little bunny's like, or the squirrel, one of them just has a little talk like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, if somebody's talking to me like that, God, are these not shallow? Like it is kind of shallow because she was a smoke show.
You could have just said, please don't do that.
But I had already, I'd already set a precedent to make her believe that it was
part of. Even the toenails thing, you could have said. Please cut your toenails. You know, like you could have said.
There's certain things where you
don't have to burn it all down.
I shouldn't, but I shouldn't have to tell you that when you're walking, it shouldn't go.
Right.
Okay. I shouldn't have to tell you. And I shouldn't have to tell you during the throes of passion, I don't want to picture a toddler.
Right.
I don't.
Okay. Right.
Will you please do? No, I won't.
Oh my God.
No. It's.
No. No.
What is going on right now?
Is it shallow? I still don't know.
That one is, it's, I don't know if that one's shallow. It felt right at the moment. Because I'm just like, I just can't. This is a moment in my life where I don't want to think about
it. Going or?
I did so many times that the last time I was like, I just can't, like, you have to understand.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
If you've broken up for a shallow reason or been broken up with for a shallow reason, we'd love to hear your shallow breakup stories. 303-222-5423. You may text, you may call.
I'm pretty dedicated to a band in particular, the Beatles. I have a tattoo. I love them. And I broke up with someone because they thought that Elton John was John Lennon and he was performing. So.
And you would have had to break up with me.
Oh, because you
no, I know who Elton John is.
The two?
I know Elton John is not easy to confuse with John Lennon, but I could see how it could happen.
How do you not know that John Lennon is dead?
Well, sometimes people are dead and you don't know. I once asked if Winston Churchill was alive.
You what?
I'm sorry. Huh?
Okay.
It was during the Olympics. A fake Winston Churchill came out, and I said, "Is that the real one?" So it can happen.
Oh boy.
Did you tell said person that that was why?
I don't believe I did. I don't remember, but I remember in that moment being like, this can't continue on.
Hard out here.
When you were going to tell a story, I assumed it was going to be toenail related.
Oh no.
And talk about the man who you dated who flossed his teeth with his clippings from his toenails. Thankfully, his feet never went clickety clack. But his mouth did.
Yeah.
That is.
That's just gross.
You're just airing her dirty laundry.
I mentioned it before.
But she has said it on the air. It's like, that is, by the way, and for not shallow.
For the record, I'm 98% sure they were fingernails, not toe.
So much better.
Oh, it is a little better.
Yeah.
How is it better? Your toes are inside a sock, probably have less gunk under it. Your fingers, like when you cut off your fingernails, sometimes there's the residualness of the day.
Do you ever use your fingernail to get something out of your tooth?
Yeah. Oh.
Bada bing, bada boom, baby.
But not removed from my...
I know.
All right, Hack.
I was dumped, I believe, shallowly. A girl I dated in high school, she was gone. It was the summer. It was like she went to a basketball camp for like a week. And so I would text her like at the end of the day, hey, how's the camp, you know? And she just didn't respond. A couple of days, didn't respond. And I had been to the same camp like the year before. So I kind of knew, okay, she's busy and she has all these things. The whole week went by. She never responded. I just kept throwing those lobs, you know, got home. And she was like, yeah, man, take a hint.
Oh my God.
It was basically like, I wanted to see if I missed you, and I didn't.
That is so
mean.
She
didn't tell you.
I think it's crucial that you understand there was nothing shallow about it, but that was the cruelest break.
Yeah.
I was so shallow.
Literally,
you didn't do anything.
I think she was icked by you texting too
much. That's it. Yeah, I just wouldn't like give it up. And she's like, why aren't you getting mad? Or you're not even, there's no passion, you know?
That is. Buddy, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to give you the biggest hug.
Yeah.
That is the worst thing I've ever
thought. It was
like,
shallow.
Take a hint.
Oh. She didn't miss me. I don't can't fake love
too often.
All right. If you've been through a shallow breakup, we'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We were trying to talk about shallow breakups, but it turns out, one, everybody in this room broke up for good reasons.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you, dude, that would, yes.
Well, yes. He's too into his cookware. Like,
that's a good reason.
Okay.
But like, T-Hacks was just...
This was just sad. Yeah.
Okay. I thought that's what we were doing.
I just got a call from the front desk. People have dropped flowers off.
Oh, okay. And basketballs.
It is. Yes, it is. Okay. It's real bad, dude.
I'm okay. I'm over it.
He said I don't think you are the way you talked about it. I just kept texting her while she was at camp, and I texted again and again.
I check it every week.
Selena?
Yay!
Shallow breakup. What happened?
So he broke up with me. Short story is I had a newborn, and like I got diagnosed with postpartum depression.
Hold on. This newborn, and was it his child?
No, it wasn't his child.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, okay.
I was like, if he... Okay.
So it's not as bad as it being his dad, but like he's just like, nope, I can't do depression. Like, sorry.
That's the darkest thing I've ever heard.
Dark. Sorry, can't do depression. What do you mean?
Yeah, it was. It didn't help my depression. I'll tell you that.
Well, okay. Are you doing pretty good now?
Yeah.
No, it's been great. Wonderful. I still talk to his mom, so I'm great friends with his family. I'm so glad I met my husband over him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes, way girl. Better, dude. We can tell already.
Already. You're happy.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I don't want to say who. This is in that vein, and this is terrible, so I shouldn't say it out loud, but I'm doing it anyway. Had a friend of show. Girlfriend said, sometimes I have suicidal thoughts. And he said, yep, that's enough for me. We're through. And I'm like, that seems like gasoline on a really inappropriate spot.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like, sometimes I think about this. Here, let me hand you a reason. She's fine.
I can't believe
by
you
the way.
Just said that.
She is fine.
Oh, good.
I want everybody.
Okay.
Probably better off.
He's not. Melanie.
Yay.
Shallow breakup or just depress the living snot out of us is what we're doing.
Okay. So I went on a trip with a guy, and he actually worked for an airline. He was convinced we could go through the clear line and got in it and argued with me that it was fine for us to go through. So he did not understand that he couldn't go through it. And
but that's not a thing. You have to purchase that. That's a thing.
Yes. And he should have known that working at
an airport employee. Yeah. So that's you literally once you finally did get through the correct security line, you're like, peace?
Oh, no, I went on the trip.
Yes, you had to.
Yeah.
I had to go on the trip.
You paid, baby.
But believe me, I did cut it 2 days short because it was just painful.
Oh, my gosh.
She did sign up for Clear to get the hell out of there. Yeah.
That would be dope because you can leave him behind. He's like, by the way, I have Clear now. Wow, thank you, Melanie. That is sad. Kendra.
Yay.
Shallow breakup.
So this was in college. So a while back, I had this biggest crush on this guy, and we finally went out on a date. And it was really weird the way he, like, chewed, and I thought he was chewing on gum, but I figured out he was chewing on his tongue, and I couldn't deal.
That's disgusting.
It was
on
so
the
weird.
Sides of his tongue?
Yeah.
And then you have to make out with that? And it's all chewed up?
And your tongue has touched your teeth the whole...
He's tenderizing it.
It was weird.
Get out of the room.
Take a hint.
Did you did you ask him about it? Did you go, are you chewing on your tongue? Did you, like...
I can't remember. I don't know. I can't remember how I figured it out, but at that point, I couldn't do it.
We're all attempting to chew on our tongue.
Don't you feel like, this is weird, but I have to look at Tiak when I say this. Don't you feel like Michael Jordan chews on his tongue a little bit? Like, he's always like, it's kind of like,
He had gum a lot, but he would stick his tongue out and stuff. Like, kind of, yeah.
He's like, what?
I don't hate it.
I do.
I'm not a big fan of it. Cynthia?
Yay.
Shallow breakup.
I broke up with a guy over a dream.
Yep. We've reached the shallow end of the pool.
Yeah. What was the dream?
So I had a dream that he was hitting on and hooking up with my best friend. So I woke up already upset and mad. And then when I told him about the dream, his reaction was not, it was not okay either.
Because so it was really upset, a dream.
Kind of interested.
You wanted him to
work? Was he like,
that's not a bad idea.
Your friend's kind of hot.
Yeah, exactly. It was over after that.
It was over before that.
No, it wasn't. If you come to me and say, I had a dream you were hitting on.
Yeah, I had a dream you were hitting on.
Whatever. Like, and I'd be like, that's hilarious. Like, I'm playing along.
That's acceptable. Not, she's hot. I should do that.
I'm groggy. It's like 3 a.m.
Yes, and you're waking me up to tell me, like,
you're breaking up with me. Was it good? Was I any good? Was it good?
Now I know why you're single.
We're having a day today. If you're a therapist and you're in the vicinity, you need to get here. Or law enforcement. Because there's some saving that needs done. You better relax, girl. Relax. Nicole.
Yay!
Shallow breakup, like the one Erica and I are going through.
Well, I went to camp one summer. I was 16 years old, and I met a boy at camp. So we were boyfriend-girlfriend at camp. Hmm. And while at camp, you know, you're just wearing your shorts and tie-dye t-shirts and baseball caps. And we realized that we lived near each other. So when camp was over, we decided to meet up. And he showed up wearing a long black trench coat. Mm-mm. That was it.
Here.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.